are back live for our final hour of Spiritually Speaking with Sarah right here on the Oldie Station, VCMG, and you're listening to us on the fabulous stations of 95.9, 106.9, 93.3, 96.9, 1470 AM, and 103.1 HD3. So we're answering questions all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And if you're just joining us, this is the station where people call in from 6:30 to 9 p.m. and ask questions about life. And they talk to me. Me who? Sarah Spiritual. And we love connecting with all of you all across the nation. And in this hour, as we do once a month, we're going to tune in to what the astrology has to say. And I yield to my resident astrologer, the expert of astrology, Stacy Holler. So we're going to bring in Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight? And how's life in Boston right now?
Well, the sun is out and it's beautiful up here. And thank you. I'm excited to be on your birthday show. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Good to have you here and good to have you be a part of the show. And kind of looking back, and are we on like 2 years you've been helping us on the radio show already? Are we at our 2-year mark almost?
I think we're past 2 years.
Yeah.
It really, I'm part of the family, and I just love being here with you. And time does go fast, which we need to remember.
It does. It's going very quick. And look at us now. We're in the end of May, right? So as of tomorrow, we are in the halfway mark of 2023, right? So we're coming into that close of this energy. So what do the stars have for us tonight, Stacy? And what can everyone expect? I know there's a lot of planets doing a moving and a grooving. So what's going on in the stars?
And that was the perfect segue, because really what's important this month is that we are at the half year, and this full moon on Saturday is the culmination of the new moon and the intentions we set at the beginning of the year. And then the new moon on the 18th is going to set the tone of the second half of the year. So it really is a turning point. And we want to pay attention to the full moon and the new moon this month, because they're going to be the energies that we're really going to need to focus on, because it's going to set the stage for the rest of the year. Now, I know you mentioned those the R word, right?
Hell yes. Retrograde.
The retrograde word.
Retrograde.
Well, have no fear. All the retrogrades this month are in the big evolutionary, slower moving planets. Pluto, Saturn, Neptune. When they're retrograde, it's really just more of a pause for everybody in the evolution of our planet and humans and our lives. But what affects us most in the day-to-day are our personal planets. And that's why when you read horoscopes and you want to know what's happening during the month, it's really the movements of the moon and where it is in your chart that affects us the most.
So tell us. Now, we've got this energy.
Are you ready?
I am ready, but hold on. This full moon that's coming up Saturday night, or depending where you are, if you're on the East Coast, I guess it's a little closer to Sunday, correct?
It's 11:42 East Coast Saturday.
All right. So as we look at that, where is this full moon landing? Like where, what sign is it connected to?
So it's in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is the sign of broadening your horizons, being out in the world, your belief system, adventure, travel, risk-taking. So that is the cycle that we're culminating with on this full moon. So we're going to see where that is happening in your chart. But Sagittarians are the explorers and the truth seekers. And that's the energy of this full moon.
Beautiful.
Very different from the new moon in Gemini on the 18th.
Very much so.
Now, you're
very
a little more familiar with that energy, right?
I'm familiar with the Gemini energy for sure. And let me tell you that Mars in Gemini was definitely a crazy time there from November to however long it took, March or so, right, for it to just all kind of calibrate through. So that Mars retrograde in Gemini, I was like counting the days. You know, it's one thing to count the days in a retrograde for a Mercury retrograde, because it keeps popping up, Mercury retrograde. So you figure you can get through any short period of time, but Mars retrograde seemed to hang on for quite a while. And that definitely would make anyone stop and think, what do I need to change and what's clashing in my life? And it definitely gives you the opportunity to see things differently. So I know that since November, a lot of people have gone through a lot of changes, and the world is changing, as my song says, right? The world is changing now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this power. But in this marker in time, with your full moon in this Sagittarian energy, let's spin the wheel and tell us what's coming up for all of our astrology signs here.
All right, let's take a look at how this is affecting everyone. And remember, pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign, if you know what that is. So we'll always, as we start with Aries. Now, for our Aries friends, the full moon is in your ninth house. That is the house of adventure. Do something different. Maybe your belief system is changing. Maybe you're learning something new in the world that's going to make you look at the world differently. Now, I'm going to sprinkle everybody's horoscope with a little Jupiter so we know where our good luck is falling, okay? Because we always want a little sprinkle of good luck. So for you, Aries, it's in your house of money. So this is really a good time for money and finances for you. But your new moon is in your third house. That's communication, studying, learn new skills. Think about for the rest of the year how you want to, what are your intentions of what will stimulate you mentally to expand your horizons in the way you think. Now, Taurus, the full moon is in your eighth house. All right, that's the house of shared resources, investments. Maybe this full moon is a time to pay something off or reassess your finances and your resources to get a little shakeup. Now, the good news, Taurus, is Jupiter is in your sign, so you're in a fabulous cycle here with extra good luck of Taurus shining on you. And your new moon is in your second house of money. So you want to think about how you spend your time and your money. Are you making money and is it aligned with your priorities and your values? That's your energy. Gemini, happy birthday, Gemini. Now, your full moon is in the seventh house of closest relationships. So at this full moon, be open, learn new things. Maybe you'll take your relationship up to the next level. Maybe you'll be able to get new insights and change those relationships and the boundaries that you've had. Jupiter for you is in your 12th house, so it's a good time for meditation and mindfulness, a deeper connection to the divine. And your new moon is in Gemini, so that's extra special for you. And it's in your first house. So this is clearly for you, Geminis, a new chapter of who you are and who you want to be. And people want to hear what you have to say. So, Sarah, we're all listening to you more than ever.
I'll be talking for sure.
Now, Cancer, full moon, sixth house, all right? That's the house of your everyday life. So for you, take a look at your habits. It's time to clean up any health things you need to be cleaning up. Do something different. Change your routine. Jupiter for you is in your house of social life and goals. So this could be a great year for new friends and connections. The new moon is in your 12th house. So for you, Cancer, around that new moon, the energy is recharging. Meditate, journal, write your intentions. Really think about what's going to move your soul this year. Now, Leo, the fifth house for you is where your full moon is, and that could mean new love, new romance. Maybe a friend turns into a lover. That's your house of creativity, so try something new. Get out of your comfort zone. And Jupiter for you is in your house of career. So definitely Leo's career has good luck for you this year. And your new moon is in your 11th house. And that's where you set your goals and your plans and your expectations and who you want to go on this adventure with. Now, Virgo, your full moon is in your home, your house of the home. So is something shaken up? Maybe there's a move, maybe a change in your living conditions, maybe a renovation, something around your home. Your Jupiter is in the house of travel and new ideas and publishing, and all of this when your new moon comes in your 10th house of career. So for you, set your intentions around this new moon. Where do you want to be? Maybe it's time to get that resume out. Maybe it's time to put that search in. Maybe a promotion is there. Now, Libra, the full moon is in your third house of communications, all right? Now, you're just ready to consume all the info you want to search for and search for the truth and keep an open mind because you may get some new revelations about how you think and new ideas about things. Your Jupiter is in your house of other resources, so check out your investments and your finances. You have a lot of luck shining in that area. And your new moon is in the ninth house of adventure. Make your plans to travel, broaden your horizons, open your mind to new philosophies and new beliefs. Now, Scorpio, your full moon is in your house of money and finance. Maybe it's time for a big purchase. Maybe you'll get a windfall. Time to take a little, Sagittarians as risk takers, so maybe you need to take a little risk to get a big reward and a payout. Jupiter is in your seventh house of new partnerships, so you have lots of good luck in your closest relationships. And your new moon is in your house of shared resources. So take a look at your joint resources. Man, it's also could be a little sexy time for you, too, in that eighth house on that new moon. Now, Sagittarians, your full moon is in your first house. It's all about you. Share your knowledge with the world. Speak your truth. Think about going on an adventure, right? This is in your sign. You're all about adventure and risk-taking. Your Jupiter is in your house of everyday life and your daily routines and your health. So you've got a good outlook on health. And your new moon is in the seventh house of your closest relationship. So now is the time of that new moon. Maybe you want to lay down those plans with those closest in your life. Time to set those goals. Now, Capricorn, the full moon, that's in your 12th house. That's time for you to refuel and regenerate and slow down and focus on what you need inside. Your Jupiter is in the fifth house, so romance is in the cards for you this year as well, Capricorn. And your new moon is in the sixth house, which is health and habits. So you also need to look at your health habits. Make that to-do list. Try to get things done. Set your intentions to take care of your everyday life the rest of the year. Aquarius, full moon in the 11th house. Friends, groups, great day to network under this full moon. Have fun with your friends. You might change friends also. Maybe some friends you decide are not right for you and there are new ones coming into your life. Jupiter is in your house of home and family, so all looks great there for you this year. Now the new moon is in your fifth house. That's the creative house. Good time for romance. Do something to fuel your creativity. Focus on that this year. And then we come to Pisces. Now your full moon is in your house of career. This could be a real transition time for you in careers, Pisces. Maybe there's a new turn you want to take. Maybe you'll find some clarity about what you really want to be doing. And it relates to new things and a new turn for you. Your Jupiter is in your house, your third house. And for you, it's stay close to your neighborhood and your community will be really important for you this year. And your new moon is in your house of home. So for you, there could be a change in the home or a move or in your living situation. So all of you, think about what you're culminating of the intentions from the beginning of the year that's coming to fruition or conclusion, and be really mindful under this new moon about what you want to bring in those houses we're talking about in those areas of your life. And then I guess at the end of the year, Sarah, we'll see how those went, huh?
We certainly will, Stacy, and I know that a lot of people set some really interesting intentions in the beginning of the year, and this is really a time to take good stock in how far you've come and not to get disheartened if things haven't fallen into place yet, because the energy has been, well, definitely keeping us on our toes. But if there's ever a time to put in the work and do the things you know you need to do and handle them, now is the time. Get as much done over these next couple of months so that you can reap the rewards that are coming up for you towards the end of the year. Stacy, tell our listeners, where can they get in touch with you?
You could find me at destinyinthestars.com, and we could talk about your natal birth chart and what you are planning in this life. So much of what your opening was today, Sarah, about the train, really. You know, isn't your natal chart your itinerary for that train ride of this journey?
Yes.
And you have a choice if you want to get off it or not, because you still have free will. and we planned who we're going to sit with on the train for those periods of time. I thought you were giving a whole astrology session in the beginning of your show because I heard it through that lens. And you're right. And I also think we have to recognize the world is speeding up much quicker now. We're in the age of Aquarius. Things are moving very quickly. We see the world, right, spinning. So we have to get on board and stick to our truths and set our intentions.
And really be conscious of every thought, every action, every word is part of the greater collective consciousness and is impacting everyone. So honor yourself, love yourself, and love everyone else. And if you don't agree with them, let them be who they are and just come from a place of joy, happiness, and love. Because the world as a whole, as it changes, would be a much better place if we could all be at peace with ourselves. Thank you, Stacy. I recommend to anyone who's ready to delve into who they really are and their itinerary and the journey of life, please go to destinyinthestars.com and register for your personal session with Stacy. I know it would make a great summer planning session, so go ahead and get on her books and register for your natal chart, and let's see what's coming up for you and the stars have as a blueprint for the rest of this birth year for you. Thank you so much, Stacy. We greatly appreciate you. God bless you, and thanks for always being here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah and letting us know what we can expect in the month of June. Bye for now.
Bye, Sarah. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye for now.